On the 18th of February, the Southeast Ottawa Community Health Center launched a photo project with photographer Faiza Omer to amplify the voices of their marginalized youth and highlight their struggles during the pandemic. Here is Urgi Ibrahim, health promoter for youth at the Southeast Ottawa Community Health Center, speaking about the project.
So I've been involved with the project since the very beginning. Last summer, the youth team at Southeast Ottawa Community Health Center, we were really impressed with Faiza's Reclaiming Richie project, which aimed to change the reputation of Black men in the West End neighborhoods of Ottawa. And so we at Southeast Ottawa thought it would be a really good idea to reach out to Faiza and see if we can do something similar, but this time to, you know, highlight the struggles that racialized youth in Ottawa, specifically in the South End, are facing in light of the pandemic. Although the pandemic has affected everyone, we wanted to really highlight that there was a pre-existing division of racial inequality, and as a result of that, visible minorities are experiencing the pandemic much differently. When we were interviewing the youth, they highlighted quite a few struggles, one of them being financial barriers and how, you know, youth are having to decide between whether they financially support their families or focus on their studies. So, you know, these in particular youth are faced with many, many challenges. They've also highlighted multiple academic hardships. So one youth talks about being a first-generation student, and when it comes to academic support, they don't have anyone to look to at home. So it really just, you know, highlights the struggles that first-generation, in particular Black youth, are facing. Something else that we really wanted to highlight was that youth are often, you know, an easy target. So in racialized communities, youth are often being unfairly associated with the spread of COVID. And even though there's no research to support those claims, youth become a very easy target. Mm-hmm. But in reality, you know, these youth are strictly following OPH guidelines. These are the same youth who are helping their friends and family translate any OPH materials that come home from school. And so it's not a fair assumption to make that youth are causing the spread of COVID. In fact, they're doing everything they can to make sure there's no province-wide restrictions because it's been so detrimental for them. It's a high population of vulnerable communities, low-income families, marginalized communities. And so these are the families and youth that we work directly with. And the communities that they're from are the hardest hit, for sure. The services and the supports that they typically access are no longer there or quite limited. And they really feel like everything that was pre-COVID is now, you know, that much harder for them. And so they're just trying to navigate this new reality. But with the right services and supports, hopefully, you know, this project can help guide the discussion for what's next.
Here is photographer Faiza Omer discussing the project and what it means to her.
At that point, when I read that email, I really wanted to do it because I realized with my own Reclaiming Richie project that I can amplify voices that are not heard with my photography. The point of the project was to highlight what's going on in the south end of Ottawa. Unfortunately, that area has the highest coronavirus cases in all of Ottawa. It actually came to a point where they had their own testing sites in the neighborhoods because of the sheer number of cases. So we thought the youth would be great to speak to and, you know, to see how they're feeling. Also, this area has a high level of racialized minorities. The message that's being conveyed is that the people that live in these communities are experiencing the pandemic differently. So it's different for them, it's different for us, and it's a cry for help, honestly. So hopefully the goal of the project is to add more resources and more support to this area in Ottawa. Pre-coronavirus, people who are racialized like myself, we have unique obstacles. You can also say the entire situation with Black Lives Matter and all the people that are being killed in America and Canada, or all the injustices happening to Black people, is another pandemic. It's an important discussion to have because people's lives are at stake here, and I don't think we talk about it enough. And this project was just a different way to kind of amplify those voices and start the discussion. As a photographer, I realized that my own art is very important. I never thought that my art can cause so much discussion, and hopefully anyone who's listening to this can be inspired to use their own art for social change.